The Jason Gregor Show presents Struds On Pistachios.
They're a good nut. Salted, you suck on them, crack them open, throw it out. Delicious nut.
Fighting.
You know, in fights, even though it looks like there's two people going at it hard and they're kind of banging away at each other.
Ties.
Well, tying ties is an art form, right? I always found that my knot would be too small. Everyone's got a different size, right? That's what makes us unique.
Zoom calls.
Buddy, I know the one. I know the red button that says leave. I could not find it. I kept scrolling through all the pictures. I couldn't get off. And like the worst, okay, I'll just stop there.
It's time for Struds On.
Ethan Bear. So, you know, as I was critical of him in the past, now's the time to start talking about what he is doing. And we got into a little bit earlier, Greg's, but I want to kind of double down on it. So, you know, it seems it's been about a week or two since I brought up the idea that, you know, Ethan had one of his weaker games of the year. If it hadn't been for an injury, I do believe at that time he should have come out for a game just to reassess. But there was an injury, so he got to continue to play. When I look at his play, he's not Tyson Barrie as far as jumping up into the play. That's something I think he has to add. And I think that to get to that level, I think it's really got to be conditioning. He's a pretty good skater. He's not a conditioner of Tyson Barrie, but you look at Darnell Nurse. Now, Darnell's a really powerful skater. He gets up that ice really quickly. So I think Ethan Bear has to find a way to get, you know, in super elite shape, then work on his stride to be able to jump up and transition from D to offense really quick, because he's smart enough to do it. When he gets the puck, he's smart enough to do that, to jump in like a Tyson Barrie, like a Darnell Nurse, and that'll only add another level to what the Oilers already have in the back end. Bill, when he's at his best, and I believe he had a really good game that he's been playing the last couple games, or last little while really well, is that he gets that puck, he has his head up all the time. Watch him go back for the puck. He doesn't go back really quick like a lot of people do, but his head is up all the time. He's looking for plays, and in fact, a lot of times he likes to invite guys to come in and come to him, knowing that when they come to him, there's now space behind them. So if forechecker, what they call him, F1 or the forecheck, first forechecker, comes to him quickly and he's got his eye out, and he maybe just does a quick little 5 foot, 10 foot, 15 foot pass or an area pass somewhere to his partner, the center or the winger. And oftentimes that holding that puck, waiting for the guy to come and making that little tap pass changes everything. So, you know, Ethan is he's a smart player. He understands how to do it. And now he's on that impact going up. So, you know, I'm giving it when he's poor and when he's good. I thought last game, especially, he had some really nice breakouts, but that's what he does well. That doesn't mean he can't add that extra element to his game. So now what he's got to do when he does make that little pass, so he goes back to get the puck, invites that contact or invite the forechecker, make that little tap pass. As soon as he makes that pass, jump up the ice. It's tiring. I know, trust me, jumping up and down the ice is really tiring. But as soon as he makes that pass, jump up and jump past the forechecker that just came to you. Now it's now 5-on-4. It'll happen just that quick. So I think that's something he has to look to add. I'm sure Playfair is talking to him about it, or will talk to him about it. But the issue is that's got to be elite level conditioning and, you know, continue to work on his skating. So those are the two things I'd bring. Cause man, if he can get that, Greeks, he'll be a very unique right shot defenseman that the Oilers, quite frankly, they'll continue to need.